The winningest head coach in Arizona Cardinals history announced his retirement yesterday. In the past, because of the organization's lack of success, that winningest distinction wouldn't have meant much. But Coach Bruce Arians had a successful five-year run, leading the Cardinals to the NFC Championship game after the 2015 regular season. And now he's decided to move on at the age of 65.
The tears you see are really tears of joy and peace. I'll miss the players. I'll miss coming out of the locker room, hearing the national anthem, because it still gets me. But somehow, some way, I'm going to be in touch with the game.
Cardinals owner Michael Bidwill gave Arians a locker room send-off after his final victory.
We love you, too. We love the leadership that you brought to this team. You know, today you became the winningest coach in Cardinals history. I want to give you a game ball for that.
And with us for a few minutes to talk about Arians' impact and uniqueness is Eric Edholm, who writes about the NFL for Pro Football Weekly. Eric, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So how unique was Arians, whether it's with his style of no risk it, no biscuit, or how he wore his clothes, or how he spoke to the media?
Yeah, I think all of those things, too. And his personality and I think his backstory are just, you know, we say unique a lot, and we don't truly mean unique. I think with him, it's true, because you know, this is a guy who served on Bear Bryant's staff in Alabama, who took over a completely dormant Temple program, in the mid to early 80s. A guy who took the long road through the NFL and had to kind of pay his dues to get up. And you just don't see head coaches in the NFL get their first opportunity when they turned 60 years old, as Arians did. And, you know, I remember Ben Roethlisberger losing Arians as the coordinator and just how upset Ben was at the time. And that told me a lot. I think, you know, Ben has been a headstrong guy in his career, but he knew how much Arians meant to his success. So for Arians to be coach of the year the way he was, in an interim role filling in for Chuck Pagano in Indy and then going out to Arizona and having success, that along with his personality, which is just true to who he is, I think really sets the tone for the kind of man and the kind of coach he was.
Well, I saw a tweet from you mentioning that you thought he would be a good replacement on Monday Night Football as a color commentator. Do you think he would bring that same color as a guy in the booth like that?
Yeah, if they have the dump buddy button ready, you know, obviously Bruce has some colorful language at times, but I think that's part of why people like him. He's, you know, he just is who he is, and I think he would cut through the nonsense, the garbage, and really give you his opinion. This guy's not good. This guy is the best player in the league, whatever it may be. And, you know, we've seen Tony Romo kind of breathe some fresh air into the announcer's booth, and Bruce that would have a style that's completely different, but I think one that would, you know, be a good contrast if John Gruden moved on and took the Raiders job. So, yeah, Bruce has a future doing whatever he wants. People want to hear him talk, I think.
Now, the National Football League has a reputation, especially now, for not wanting the Colin Kaepernick situation. Everything is a distraction. That's a code word for lots of things. So, Bruce Arians, in terms of legacy, I suspect, based on what you're saying, we're not going to see a lot of coaches like Bruce Arians who are glib and outspoken like that?
It's possible, yeah. I mean, you know, then again, you listen to the players talk about him, and there is so much loyalty for him, whether it's, you know, a defensive guy, an offensive guy, a special teamer who may not interact with him that much. But you hear the stories about how much he seemed to care about his guys. And I don't really believe that it's just lip service. I really think that he did care about his players and his fellow coaches a lot. So if you look at him and then you look at, you know, Mike Zimmer, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, coach of the year candidate. He was 50-something when 58 or 9 when he got hired, too. Also another kind of cut straight to the chase kind of guy. Maybe there is something to be said for this type of personality and this type of coach. So I don't know. He is cut from a different cloth, but I think a lot of people were glad to have played for him, the ones who got the chance.
Eric, last question for you. And this, we're not a football show. I'm a big football fan, but our listeners may not be. So I don't want to get too much in the weeds on this. But when it comes to the next coach, the Cardinals, as I mentioned, have not been a real successful organization. Did they get lucky with Arians? And how important is this next choice to make sure the organization stays on a positive track?
Yeah, it's tough, obviously. He casts such a large shadow. And that personality and that love that a lot of people had for him is going to resonate. So I think there's a good chance that even though they're going to look at some exterior candidates, you know, coordinators and assistants on other teams, I think there's a good chance they will listen very hard to Arian's recommendation of somebody like Harold Goodwin, who's on staff, or somebody who has been there with him. I don't want to say to carry on the legacy, but to have that personal sort of recommendation, I think, from Arians might be important. And we kind of minimize the fact that, you know, in such a short period of time, he did leave that legacy, and that's why he's getting this send-off as, you know, the winningest coach in franchise history.
Eric Edholm writes about the NFL for Pro Football Weekly. Eric, thanks for the conversation.
The pleasure's mine. Thank you.